Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins
unto God our Father,
beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, the poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy eternal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee, O thou most mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of their sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house. O Lord, forever thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Lord, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself.
Oh.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, direct our actions according to thy good pleasure, that in the name of thy beloved Son, we may be made to abound in good works through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. From Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God gives daily bread, indeed, without our prayer, also to all the wicked. But we pray in this petition that he would lead us to know it and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Everything that belongs to the support and wants of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, cattle, money, goods, a pious spouse, pious children, pious servants, pious and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, discipline, honor, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas, Isaiah chapter 11, reading from verse 1 through verse 5. And there shall come forth a rod of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Here ends our Old Testament reading. Our epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Christians in Galatia, chapter 4, reading from verse 1 through verse 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Here ends our epistle reading.
Gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 33 through 40.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Here ends our gospel reading. We join in confessing together our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
morning is the epistle reading from Paul's, Paul's letter. At this time, I'd like to call your attention to just verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Please be seated. Hard to think about Christmas without thinking about gifts and giving. And of course, as we're all well aware, most of those Christmas given gifts do not last a great deal of time. I can tell you, at my ripe old age, though, I have at least three gifts that I received Christmas 70 years ago that I can lay my hand on any time I like. Not important objects of any kind, except maybe some memories of the folks that have that gave them to me and are no longer alive on this earth. But the gift giving, I claim, at least it ought to come from this gift that I just read about from Paul's letter. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. God's Son, born of a woman, both fully God and fully human. It doesn't make sense in here. The human mind does not accept that concept. And the human, fallen human mind has rejected it one way or another again and again. Beginning back in the times of the New Testament writers. Back then, it was the complete human nature of our Savior that was hard to swallow. John writes about it in his first epistle, chapter 4. He says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God." The first heresy, if you will, about the birth of our Lord was that he was not fully human, as you and I are. After all, humans are stinking. And are we not? He could not have had human flesh in the mind of the heresies. Ignatius of Antioch, a man who was martyred in Rome for his faith in the year 110, writes to the, writes a letter to the Philippians while he's on his way to Rome to die, arguing against this false notion, an idea that that Jesus was somehow just appeared to be fully human. But of course, it didn't take long for the other side of the divine nature and human nature of Christ to be challenged. The creed that we just confessed together, Nicene Creed, came about at the Council of Nicaea in the year 325. And it was in reaction to a man called Arius, who argued that Jesus was created somehow a much greater being than we humans, but kind of an in-between, between God and man. In later times, end of the 19th century primarily, it was common to say, well, I can accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but God, I don't think so. In the 1940s, a man by the name of C.S. Lewis had this to say about that. That's the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. What sort of things did Jesus say?
Yeah.
Well, how about something like this? Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Or, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Or what about this one? Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Or, he said to the sister of Lazarus, who was lying dead and sinking in the tomb, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Lewis says, a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Reverend Scott Murray of Houston, Texas, puts out a daily devotion. In it, he takes on our modern day, our daily, what we call liberal Western Christianity, who has stripped Jesus of the divine nature and reduced him to an opinionated religious philosopher and do-gooder. I think from what I hear from our liberal Western Christianity, I would include some kind of psychologist or pseudo-psychologist as well. He goes on, in this liberal makeover, he bears an astonishing resemblance to the very self-regarding architects of his demotion from divinity. This is recognizable as a form of self-deification. If God can be dethroned, that leaves the position open for other applicants. That's our human nature. That's the situation of fallen mankind. God created Adam in his own image. Fallen man wants to create God in his image, as he would like him to be. Because mankind made himself a God after his own heart, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. This one man, who is Son of God and Son of Man, lived out his earthly human life under the law, perfectly fulfilling the Father's will. The night of his arrest, in the Garden of Eden, prayed. Mark writes of his prayer. He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup from me. Nevertheless, what I will, but what you will." Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Having become a curse for us, Paul writes to the Galatians, because cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That's the gift. The gift that Paul, in writing to the Romans, says he promised, that is, God promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. I am the resurrection and the life. That's the gift. The gift of Christmas. The gift that keeps on giving. Because you are sons, adopted, Paul has wrote in our text, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." He delivers his gift through his word and sacraments, the gift of faith in us. This is the gift that keeps on giving. In our gospel reading this morning, we heard of Simeon and the words that he had to say to Jesus' mother in the temple. But think about Simeon. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people." God in human flesh. He picked him up in his arms and held him, touched and held God and man, born of a woman. Or rather, we maybe should think or say, was touched and held by God's Son, born of a woman. And saying, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." In just a little while, we will be touched by God's Son, born of a woman. "Take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin." That's the gift that keeps on giving from here to eternity. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Friday morning, Eugene Boardwell died, or maybe I should say received his transfer to the church triumphant. The funeral will be Friday, January 10th, visitation at 10 a.m., funeral to follow at 11, lunch following the service. We include this in our prayers. Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, the giver of life, we thank you for all the mercies you granted to our brother Gene during his earthly life, especially for calling him to faith in Jesus Christ. Comfort the survivors who mourn his death with the hope of the glorious resurrection and happy reunion in heaven. Lead all of us to remember that we are mortal, so that we will ever prepare our hearts to fall asleep in faith, and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, who callest to thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, thou hast given us a new revelation of thy glory, that seeing thee in the person of thy Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. Body of Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. The blood of Christ, shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith with the life everlasting. Go in peace.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. Thank you.
Strengthen us through the same, in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.